Hello and welcome inside the studio here. Dave Spadaro along with the punter, Donnie Jones, who's just so lonely in the preseason. 9 kicks, 45 yards and 45.7 yards. But really, I mean, the offense is averaging 31 points a game going up and down. How do you stay sharp?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love to see that. I have no problem getting paid to hold.
But, so, but how do you stay sharp?
You just got to stay focused on the sideline. I always do. I mean, you know, obviously, I'm kind of in my own little world on the sideline, doing my drops, going through my routine, and you just do. And
yeah.
When your number's called, you know, sometimes you might only have one kick in a game like we did against New England. And, just have to always be ready.
It's interesting because doing the sideline reporting during the preseason games, watching you on the sidelines, it is truly walking back and forth, dropping, working on your hold, and watching the football game up on the video boards.
That's it.
Yeah. So are you thinking, are you visualizing kicks, Donnie? I mean, or are you relaxing your mind during that time?
Yeah, you try to, you know, really the game's kind of the least thing on my mind because you don't want to really get caught up in all the excitement, what's going on. I just want to kind of try to stay real mellow. You know, obviously punting and kicking is a, you know, specialized kind of, you know, thing. So, you know, just really, you know, hey, focusing on, hey, where are we at on the field? Is this going to be plus 50? Are we backed up? You know, what situation are we in? What's the, you know, you know, maybe look at the clock. What's the time, you know, like? Just all kind of different things run through your head. But just try to stay alert, try to stay focused, and be ready, you know, whenever it's time to go.
How perfect is being a Philadelphia Eagle for you? It's been a wonderful experience, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, the city of Philadelphia is awesome. The fan support is great. And, you know, Coach Kelly's awesome. I love playing for him. Dave Phipp, you know, best special teams coach I've had. So a lot of positive things, you know, with the organization. Mr. Lurie, just, you know, open arms, basically everything you guys need to be successful. So really glad the way things worked out for me and then ended up here in Philadelphia.
What's been, Donnie, the key? I mean, for a young kid out there and you see all these, Brad Wing kicking for the Steelers on Thursday night, you kind of made me flash back to last summer. What is the key to success for a long period of time in this league?
I think several things. Obviously, first and foremost, you have to be good. You have to be talented. You know, you have to perform. You have to stay healthy. And I think you have to have breaks. You have to be lucky. So, you know, I think back through the course of my career, I've had several breaks where I could have easily been out of the league. And, you know, most recently, just before last season. So, you know, you just have to always work hard, you know, always be ready to go. And whenever you get an opportunity, you know, as you mentioned, Brad Wings, you get a phenomenal opportunity right now with a team. You know, when you get that opportunity, you have to make the most of it. You know, obviously it's harder as a rookie. You don't have the game film as a 10-year veteran. So basically preseason's huge for you. Training camp's huge. So whereas, you know, maybe a guy with 10 years or just re-signed, you're using it as a tune-up to get ready to go for the season. So, yeah, all those things I think are really important and the keys to, you know, playing a long time.
Is there any situation that you would like to experience Thursday night that you haven't experienced in 3 preseason games before you get to the regular season?
Not really so much. I mean, I think throughout the course of my career, I've just about experienced everything good and bad that you could possibly go through. You know, this past year added a major snow game to the list.
Right.
That was one thing I've never done in my career. But really just kind of that's your final tune-up. You know, hey, get in the game, hit some punts, feel confident going into week one.
Is there a most, and I lack the term probably, but definitive term, frightening moment? Is it backed up into your own end zone, all out blitz coming, and you got to get the football out?
You know, yeah, I would say, just going back to last year, the Dallas game, the last punt of that game was really nerve-wracking for me, probably the most nerve-wracking punt of my career. The Washington game last year when we were, I think it was on the 26-yard line, obviously, and we had we were out by 8.
Yep.
Yeah, those are nerve-wracking moments, obviously, because, you know, everybody's watching you. And you hit a bad punt, you know, it's going to set the other team up nicely. So, you know, I think, you know, one thing for me was going through that now, I can kind of look back on it and use that, you know, if there's times where, hey, maybe you do get a little nervous. Because I think it's only natural to be nervous, you know, with the job that we have. And being those experiences and being successful, you know, really helps you, I think, mentally. But some games I'm fine, man. Some games I feel really good. Other games, for some reason, I get real nervous. I don't know why. I guess just part of being human.
Donnie, you took care of business with the Eagles you know, early, got the contract. Did you do anything cool in the offseason leading into training camp here?
Yeah, we actually had some issues at our house. We had a few slab leaks. So we actually had to rip up all our floors and replace our entire all the hardwood floors on the first level of our house. So we were basically out of the house for a month. So we went to the beach. We took our kids to the beach for just about 3 weeks. And then right before I came up here, actually, we went on a swamp tour with a couple of the guys, Joe and Chris. Right?
Yeah.
Came down and...
from Eagles Television.
I was born and raised in Louisiana. I've never been on a swamp tour. Mm-hmm. So it was actually really interesting thing to do. And my wife wasn't too thrilled about it, but she actually left. Our guide was really knowledgeable, knew a whole lot. And it was almost like, you were back in school again, but this guy was just teaching us, basically all the stuff about the swamp, the alligators, things that I had no clue.
Oh.
So it was really cool, man. We had a great time, and, our kids had a blast, and we did that, and then basically the break went by real quick.
Yeah, and here we are.
Get to work.
One more to go. All right. Donnie, thanks, man.
Thanks,
Donnie Jones, Pro Bowl this year, right? Donnie Jones, punter.
I just want to have a great season, man. I want to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
That's what we all want to see.
Not worry too much about the Pro Bowl. Super Bowl would be a lot better.
Good answer. Donnie Jones, thank you for joining us so much here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.